So most of you guys probably know, but after, oh, just like everyone, you know, Katie and I have had our share of trials this year, after a while of trying, we found out that we were pregnant a few months ago, and at 9 weeks, we lost the baby, and it was just a very traumatic thing for both of us.
Our trials aren't any different than any of yours. You know, we all have our struggles, and we've all had that feeling of loss. But
what I talked about in the midweek and what I was going to talk about this morning was just how we responded. When we found out, I think it was a Monday around noon, and you know, some people know we were going to the doctor to find out, and we just didn't handle it well. We broke down, and we went home, and we mourned together, and we prayed a little. But the main thing we didn't do well was we were getting several calls and several texts, and you know, the word starts to get around, and we had people reaching out to us, and we really didn't want to. We just didn't want to hear it. I remember saying to my wife, one of our phones went off, and I remember saying, just shutting it off, saying, "I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear from anybody." And she kind of agreed. Maybe it's just because I said it, but we did that. We were about as big of a mess as we've ever been together that day, and we rejected the body who was reaching out to us. Probably the worst day of our lives, I'm sure it was. Worst night. And next day, got up, just planned on doing the same thing. We're just going to pout together and not listen to anybody or have to deal with anybody. And but sure enough, you know, I think the very first thing was Bobby Dawes, our good young friend. He bought us a pizza. He knew we didn't want to deal with people, so he had it delivered. Just a pizza showed up to our door. Another guy from work brought us dinner. Mercy McVeigh made us some treats, and Emily brought me some of our favorite snacks. And some people came over. You know, they kind of just started forcing their way in on us, which was such a blessing. People came over just to give us a hug, and some people brought us money for missed work and money to buy meals, and some people sent us some encouragements, and some people sent us some prophetic words, and I remember looking through, you know, if we have this list of giftings in Romans, and I remember every single gifting was hitting us, and we tried to reject every one, and the Lord just really pressed through you guys. And I say that not just for a testimony, but just wanted to expose my error that just how easy it is to say to the body, "I don't need you," and there's some kind of weird pride that sets in that we think we need to make it through things on our own and do things on our own, and it's a dangerous place to be. That was a really, really dark place. Rejecting the Lord is what we were doing when we were rejecting you, and it's one of those deals where you're so confused that you're crying out to God and you're wanting Him to help you, and you're almost to the point where you're saying, "Where are you, God?" And you fail to realize that He's in the body, that He's working through the body, and you want Him to come and touch you, but you're rejecting the way He's going to touch you. And so I have just these two encouragements, just to humbly avail yourself before the body, even though we all have that same pride, I think, where we think we need to get through it on our own. And there's just, you know, just to lay down some pride, you know, and to let God work through the broken people that are around you. And secondly, just, it's such a big thank you that I have for me and Katie to the Lord, but it really was just the people pressing in when we didn't want it. And we wanted it more than what we were showing. But, you know, that's the other side of it for you guys, is we kind of all have that thing, too, where we know people need help. And we just kind of don't, we kind of just hesitate and stay back because we don't think, you know, they want, you know, they want help. You know, I don't really know what they want. And Jonathan always says, you know, he says, I play my cards close to my chest is what he says. And he said that to me several times. I can't tell, you know, what you're needing. And I just want to encourage you to be that kind of body that's pressing through people's walls they put up, because you know, I mean, you know, they need it. Even if they don't know they need it, you know, pressing through to people to get to them. And I just really want you to value what you have. I mean, such little things like bringing a couple bucks over and making some muffins or buying me a pizza. I mean, that touched me so much, and my wife too. And so just value the little things that you feel led to do and press through to people. So thank you guys.